Delighted to be joined on the line by Councillor Tom Cronin, and he's the chairman of the Dungarvan Lismore district. Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you all?
Very good, thanks. Are you enjoying the weather?
Yeah, it's very good now.
It's fairly hot out there today as well, isn't it?
Oh, God, yes, it's a hot day
nearly as any day. Listen, Tom, you want to tell us all about the new programme that was started there very recently, and it's a grant for disadvantaged areas, and it's been granted to Kinsale Beg, Ardmore and Ballycoreen. Can you tell us a little bit about the CLAW programme and what it's about first, please?
Yeah, the CLAW programme is a programme that was set up there a number of years back for areas, we'll say, like, I suppose look like Kinsale Beg, you know, look, I suppose basically what they got the grant for was a footpath from the housing estate that's there in Kinsale Beg,
yeah,
or from the church down to the school. It's basically, look, little grants that you get to that for safety measures, but in this case, right, it's for a footpath and lighting, and included in it is tarmacadam for the existing community hall there in Kinsale Beg.
Right.
And it also covers in tarn chips for the existing car park just outside the school gate. So, look, I suppose that's superb news for that area.
Well, it is great news. I mean, as I say, anything at all where there's money pumped into and it's a small little place, but it definitely enhanced the whole area.
Oh, God, it will, you know, and it'll make it far, far more safe for especially kids going from the housing estate down to school, you know, like in the day.
Yeah.
It makes it look far, far safer now, and look for people using the road in the night time as well, you know, the lights. Yeah. There'll be a lighting program included in that as well.
And I mean, that is very important as well, Tom, because I mean the roads are getting way a lot busier, and that trend is going to continue. So you need these safety measures in these little villages like that.
Oh, God, yes, they're vitally important. And I suppose in Ardmore itself, it got 45,000 again. The two areas got 45 each. Which is a lot of money now, to be fair, you know, and like Ardmore's, it's a similar one again. It's for footpath and lighting from the village out towards the GAA field. And look, it's a long time, I suppose, coming as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been lobbying for that over the last three or four years, you know, really. So look, I'm again delighted, right, that we got 45,000 for that. And then the third place, right, was Ballycoreen School near Clashmore. It's a small rural school, and I suppose, look, I'm delighted for them as well. I've been talking to the head teacher out there a number of times over the last month or two, and they're getting 31,500. That's for footpath lighting again, and putting a new surface on the car park,
yeah,
at the school, and there's also drainage work involved in that as well. So, look, it's all good news, I suppose, you know, coming just as school close in both Kinsale Beg and Ballycoreen School, you know, it's all good news for them.
And how soon will the works begin in those, Tom?
Well, what's going to happen now is the area engineer, Josephine McGrath, will be talking, right, to the people involved in both of the two schools. You know, what exactly do they want done, or, you know, to what effect do they want the work done at? And that should look, hopefully, I suppose, look, you kind of try and carry out that work before school's opening.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like to be, you'll be hoping to be done over the summer.
Well, you'll be hoping for that, but look, that might not be the case because, you know, you might have to require a bit of ground or something like that, maybe from landowners, and
mm-hmm.
So that you have to go into negotiations with that, so... Look, it could be later than that, but you'd be hoping that to be done towards the end of the summer anyway, you know?
And I suppose that's the unfortunate thing about these jobs. I mean, there's a lot of red tape that goes with them as well, and you know, it can be very frustrating for people that are after getting money, but you know, just because of so much red tape that they can't proceed as quickly as they'd like.
Well, you know, I suppose there's a bit of frustration in that, okay, no doubt, but I suppose, look, the most important thing, you can have all your ducks in a row and no money and you can't get it done. So
yes, well, that's true too, yeah.
Yeah, at this stage anyway, look, we have the money now and look, we have to drive on with it. And it's good news for the three areas. And you know, look, that needed to be spent in the three areas and make them more safe for pedestrians. And there's going to be a cycleway as well, I think, involved in it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, no, that is great news, Tom. And thank you very much for telling us all about that. And hopefully we'll keep the money pouring out the government. I don't know, will they be so keen in it? But any money that's brought down to the area, it's great to get it. It's great to have it well spent, and especially in local amenities like that. So well done on that.
Well, look, I suppose these are little projects, you know, that needs money, you know, and the council itself just can't afford to do that under the budget that we have.
Yes.
And look, these, as I said again, these grants, right, are very, very important, and they go to where they're needed most. And look, all I can say is, look, there's good news for those three areas at the moment. And look, we'll drive on and we'll see you again next year. We might be able to capture a few more bugs.
Exactly, Tom. That's great. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. And that was Councillor Tom Cronin, and he's the chairman of the Dungarvan and Lismore district. And of course, he's just letting us know that there's great news. There's over 120,000 in grants there. So that's nothing to be sneezed at all.